Halloween is a wonderful time, and Halloween came last night and went, and my nephew Jimmy was born on Halloween, and my son Mark was born on November 1st, which is today, and happy birthday, Mark. How about you? When is your birthday? When is your Halloween preceding your birthday? When is the time of your life when you are having a happy, happy time? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is your thought about what makes you happy? Now, we all like parties. Parties seem to be something that we gravitate to with great joy and enthusiasm. And why don't we make parties ourselves? Wouldn't it be wonderful if at every meal we would make it a party? We'd light a candle, put a balloon on the table, and put some flowers on the table, and say, happy on party day to us, you know, because it's our party time. Every day, every meal is a party. Mm-hmm. Now, what would happen to children who have every meal a party time? They would eat voraciously and joyously, and expect great, wonderful things to come out of it. Mm-hmm. They expect great, wonderful things to come out of it. And can these great and wonderful things come out of it? Only when they put it into it. Now, who's going to put in the happiness that comes at a party?
Each one.
Yeah, me. I'm going to put in the happiness. And when I go to a party, I have no idea whether the others are laughing or singing or dancing or crying or whatever. All I know is that I'm having a good time. And when I'm done having my good time, what do, Hans?
Yeah, continue to party.
When I'm not having a good time, I leave. And I go where I'm going to have another good time. I leave my Johnny Appleseeds there, my pixie dust there. And then I go off to the next party. Now, what have you done? What have you done to sparkle the world with your joy and your peace and your harmony and your right action? What have you done? How have you made your world just a little more fun because of your smile and because of your attitude? It's wonderful. There are people in this world that we find it difficult to draw a smile out of them. And we don't care, because we don't want to draw a smile out of somebody. If you smile, that's your problem. If I smile, that's my joy. And I'm always smiling, and I smile whether a person smiles with me or not, because I don't really care. I am me, and I like being me, and I like smiling, and I like parties. And that doesn't mean that I want parties filled with refreshments and a lot of rich foods and stuff like that. To me, a party is when happy hearts are joined together having a good time, talking about beautiful things, like we do around the breakfast table and the lunch table and the dinner table here. Most of the time, we bring up happy things, happy times. Very seldom that we bring up troublesome things, because we don't know any troublesome things in our life. We don't know any troublesome things in our life. We don't have any idea what troublesome things are in our life. First day?
Yes.
Now, what is a troublesome thing?
You don't know.
A troublesome thing is trying to figure out the word that you're trying to use in a crossword puzzle. You know that? When you have a crossword puzzle and the word challenges you, you're having a very, very terrible time. So, what do you do? Now, if you have any wisdom and any moxie about you, you'll just call up somebody who loves working crossword puzzles. And you say, hey, Bill, I got a problem here with this word. I'm working this crossword puzzle from the Morning Journal, and this is what it says, and what's the proper word there? I can't think of it. And so Mr. Gates gives you the answer, because he is into that. He's into everything. His mind stops whatever it's doing and does whatever it wants to do, and then when it stops that, it goes back to doing whatever it wants to do too. You see, when we do that, we'll come up with the answers. When we do that, we say, I know that I know that I know God and me knows the answer. We come up with it. But that takes practice to get used to the idea that we can come up with it. Now, Party time is good time. And all time is party time. Whether it's doing your job, whether it's taking care of the kids, or whether it's taking a walk, or whether it's flying to the moon, it's all party time. You know? That's what life's all about. Life is a party. And it's up to us to put the smile there. Because if we don't do it, nobody else will. You really know that. If you don't put a smile there, you don't see a smile on anybody else's face. And you say, why isn't everybody smiling? Because you're not smiling. Why is everybody smiling? Because you're smiling. You're a reflection of who you are. What you shine on the outside, it's who you are on the inside. And what you shine on the outside, it's who you are in your world. So, have a good party, and remember that I like parties. So, next time you're having a party, make sure that I'm invited. I'll be there.
Lovely.
I love you. I love you. I love you.